Our reaction is that we are very happy about the fact that he has eventually had his passport. This is a good thing. We think that the way is now open for him to return to the country. As maybe you remember, on the TV5, he said some weeks ago that he could return to the country even without any passport at all. But he wanted his return to be peaceful. Now we are expecting the national authorities to create a condition for him to return peacefully to his country.
Are there any conditions set for him to return, for the passport to be given?
Well, there's no special condition about the fact that as a former head of state, he has some rights in terms of accommodation, security, and even living conditions. The Constitution gives him the right to have bodyguards, to have everything which must be provided for his security and his well-being. And those conditions are the ones that he himself created when Mr. Ouattara and Mr. Didié were in exile 10 years ago. He created those conditions for them to come back according to the law. So that is what we are expecting Mr. Ouattara and his government to do now.
You mentioned Mr. Didié. He was in negotiations with President Ouattara, and recently he suspended those negotiations and made some demands, one of them being that political prisoners should be released and that people in exile should come back. Now, with this passport being granted to former President Gbagbo and his return is expected, does this mean that the opposition complaint about the October 31 election will be ended?
No, not at all. These are two different issues. The return of Mr. Gbagbo is one thing, and the violation of the constitution by Mr. Ouattara to run for the third term is another thing. So, as opposition, we still continue to say that Mr. Ouattara has no right to run for a third term. This is still unconstitutional. So this is something that we are not going to negotiate.